UNC Radio. Who's...
My goodness, you're there. It's Carol Demas. How are you, Dave?
Carol, hi. How are you, darling?
I've been calling. You know, I'm at my desk doing stuff, and I've been calling off and on for maybe the last 2 hours, just letting it ring and ring. So obviously, you have a lot of people who love you and want to wish you well, and just put me on the list, and
well,
I don't want to keep you.
I don't know if they love me, but no. What happens is if you're when you call in, if I'm on live with a caller, and
yes.
some guests, I'm not picking up the phone.
I figured. So you just had a lot of callers, and you couldn't keep up with it. I'm just glad you didn't break the station.
No, I haven't broken the interwebs yet. I'm trying to. This is, by the way, Carol Demas, this most marvelous lady. New York area folks will remember her as half of Carol and Paula of the Magic Garden on Channel 11. But in more recent times, you've also seen her in doing cabaret and concerts in New York and all over the place. You were in the original Grease, if I remember.
Yes, I created the role of Sandy on Broadway.
The role of Sandy. So that Carol Demas is the person that we're talking to. Spoke to you earlier this week. It was wonderful to hear from you. And you were telling me amazing stories of your, I want to say Barbados. But
yes, that's right.
It was Barbados, yeah. So,
well, it wasn't just me. You know, it was a troupe of us. Neil Berg's 100 Years of Broadway, which now I think is Neil Berg's 103 Years of Broadway. And you spoke to Neil Berg. You interviewed him, so you know who he is. And this is his Broadway to Barbados annual trek this year called Return to Paradise, where 7 singers, and I was lucky enough to be one, and 5 band members went to Barbados for 2 weeks to raise funds for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Barbados, and we raised $400,000 this time, which brings the total for the last 3 years of this series to $1,200,000, which means it's a real difference.
Well, it pays for one person's foot exam.
At least, here in New York, that's about what it would be. Maybe they could, you know, cut your toenails for that or something. But in Barbados, they use the money so well, and they plan ahead, and they locate equipment that is gently used and definitely an upgrade from what they have, and purchase it so that they've transformed their critical care unit and their ER, and they're working to do more. So it really, really helps. The sponsors, of course, should have all the credit, because they're the ones who bring us there, and without them, we couldn't possibly do this.
And
the
people who were there got to see you dressed as one of the strippers in Gypsy, which is kind of...
That's right.
Kind of freaking
awesome.
When
Neil first asked me if I'd do it, I thought, he probably is, you know, working so hard, he thinks he's talking to someone else. But no, he meant it, and all I can say is that body stockings are one of the world's great inventions.
Now, what's the difference between body stockings and Spanx, or is that the same thing?
Well, body stockings are often, I don't know what Spanx version of this might be, but they're often used in dance, and it's like, you know, sort of pantyhose, which you probably know about.
Oh, sure.
Which start at your toes and kind of go up to under your armpits, you know? So it just, you know, covers the whole body and sort of, it holds you together nicely. I'm not very big anyway, but it's not just what you weigh when you're almost 75, which is where I am. You know, it's sort of a matter of how much muscle tone you've still got, and that little number, which comes out of a small envelope and looks like a handful of nothing, know, and stretches to cover you that whole long way, and it does kind of pull you together nicely. And the costumer was extremely compassionate and understood that none of the three of us really wanted to be bare-bellied, so
started us each
in a small leotard, metallic leotard.
And you wore your Tessitura, was it?
Yes, I did Tessitura. So I was a very rather goofy Tessitura, and I had these two little Twinkie things that I held on to that looked like cheerleader pom poms, except much more sparse and with a slightly longer stem, something like maybe a 2-year-old cheerleader pom-pom anyway, and so I could wiggle them in various places and wiggle them at people in the audience, which was distracting and to my own benefit, really.
I just hope people were capturing this on cell phones. I just hope somebody was filming so like somewhere.
My husband has been posting stuff on my long dead Facebook page, which was started, you know, some time ago, and when I realized how long it takes me just to answer the Magic Garden fan mail and deal with our bookings and the concerts and things that I do, I thought, if I get into Facebook, it's going to be the end of me. I will be seated with my rump in a chair, you know, for every day, all day. And so he went ahead and posted a few pictures from the concerts in Barbados. And it got going, and all of a sudden my email is kind of, you know, sort of what seems to me to be flooded. I think there were something like 122 requests today.
Oh, nice.
And I think it's the beginning of disaster, frankly. But it's nice. So, and I don't think he put the Tessitura pictures on yet. I think mostly because every time I looked at them, I thought, why do they always seem to catch you in the middle of a bump, you know, which is not the most flattering position to be in, because first of all, you kind of close your eyes and thrust your pelvis forward, so, you know, there's this silver leotard belly sort of gleaming in the light, which is not, in my opinion, the best shot for me, but it was real, and there it is, and I did it, and it worked.
Preserved
and people laughed.
Yeah, well, it's a funny number, you know.
Yeah, but when you go and you look at YouTube and you start hunting for various YouTube versions of this number, you see, you know, women past their prime with enormous guts. I mean courage in the... Oh, I guess I mean both.
You mean both, yeah.
who are out there, you know, doing this either in community theater or some other production, you know, playing this character sort of past her prime. And I just thought the world of them, because I thought, oh, my God, look at them. You know, if they can get out there and do that and say, here I am, what are you going to do about it?
And that's not a number that you do in your normal cabaret act when you
do it. And it really doesn't particularly work unless it's a trio, of course.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, what are some of the songs that you're currently doing in when you're doing concerts and stuff?
Oh, it's such a wide range. Such a wide range of things. I do theater songs. I do pop songs. I do rock songs. I made a book for Neil because we did two cabarets while we were there, along with the main stage performances. We did one at the place where we were staying, beautiful, beautiful St. Peter's Bay in Barbados, and they invited about 400 guests.
Wow.
And so we sang for St. Peter's Bay, and then we also one morning went to the yacht club in Barbados, where they had a kind of light breakfast coffee thing for the elderly and for highly disabled children and for some people who were in rehab, and hopefully we gave them a chance to think about something else for a little while. And there were about 400 people who came to that. And so
that's basically my entire listening audience right there. The elderly.
Oh, I don't think so. Otherwise, you would hardly have been on the phone all day.
That's true. That's
when you figure that you've done 500 of these now, I don't know what percentage of those people followed up and contacted you today, but if you're only on the air only for 501 minutes,
you knew, yes.
I'm already past my limit here.
Oh, well, no. There's no such thing as a limit when you're talking to someone as wonderful as Carol Demas. And I think our listeners would be very, especially in the tri-state area, would be very happy to know that you and Paula are friends and that you still do stuff together. You know, you go concerting and in your car together. You load up the flower and thing and you do your thing.
Yes, we do. We do, because now our fans are 35 to 50 Many of them have their own children. They come to see us at our live family concerts, and they bring the mother who they watched with and their own children. And we just finally got the DVD package we developed. So we have 10 of our favorite shows in a DVD package, which is available right now only through our website at carolandpaula.com. But, you know, orders are coming in, and people say they're ordering it for themselves because they want to see it again, but they also think about their kids, and they'll say something like, my kids are so jaded, they have so much media thrown at them, I don't really know if they would be interested. But many of them write to say, I'm so delighted to see that my children love what I loved. It's so classic and timeless, and we're all watching it together, and they're watching it again and again. So I don't know what that says about children today exactly, but I think it's an indication of the fact that they haven't changed quite as much as we think they have.
Yeah, I think half the time they want to be incredibly, you know, every 10-year-old wants to be a 50-year-old or 20-year-old, and every 10-year-old is still a 10-year-old. You just catch them at different times of the day.
Right, although 10 starts to be a little older, you know, than most of our fans were when they watched, except for girls. Girls watch longer than boys because boys, you know, need to get into superheroes and other stuff like that. And Paula and I did not fly around with capes, so I'm sure they lost interest in us earlier than the girls did. But, you know, kids just kept coming along, and they watched for 3 or 4 years, and then they moved on. So in the 12 and a half years that we were on the air,
a lot of
children spent time in the Magic Garden, and now they write and they say, you know, it was such a safety zone. It was a place of where I was entirely at peace, and I felt so safe, and I felt like I was visiting you for that span of half hour as though we were all together as friends, which is really exactly what we aimed for, because it was in real time, and it was not heavily scripted. It was only outlined, and we just kind of took off from there. It really was a visit. So now that we have been friends for 60 years, Paula and I, because we met in high school when we were 14, we celebrated that last fall with shows based on a friendship theme. And we had a lot of fun with it, and a lot of people turned out. And you know what's really cute?
What?
And something that it still just makes us laugh. It's so sweet. When we meet people on the street, perhaps I should preface this by saying that we had a wonderful song in the show called The Hello Song.
Okay.
Divinely simple, easy to remember. And after we sang it, we said some people's names. And apparently there were people out there in our audience who waited breathlessly every day and never heard their name. So if we say, for instance, at a show, when we meet you on the street, fortunately you still recognize us, which is an amazing thing to begin with, and you say, oh my gosh, it's them, and then you say, they're still alive, and then you say, you never said my name. That's the first thing you remember, that you've never said my name. So we say, you know, how many people out there are still waiting? And all these hands at the top, hands around. So after the show, almost everybody waits. It's not just sign a couple of quick CDs and run. We have a meet and greet that goes on for a very long time. People have things they saved up to say. They bring drawings of themselves that they drew for us when they were five, or pictures of themselves with us when they met us, that are shows that we were doing live. We started doing them back in the 70s or whatever. But mostly we say, we will sing a little bit of the Hello Song and say your name if you want to wait after the show, and then you can get on with your life, which is exactly what a lawyer I met on the street said to me. Oh, thank God I now get on with my life. When I sang, because I had just done a deposition, and I was nervous because they're nervous things, you know. A big courthouse in the city. I mean, I may have been on a Broadway stage God knows how many times, but a deposition is something else again. So I'm running to the parking lot, and this guy is coming toward me, and he's carrying these big briefcases, and he has an executively dressed woman on each arm, and he's in a three-piece suit. And after he goes by me, I hear this voice behind me saying, you never said my name. And my first thought was, oh, the deposition. I don't remember him there. What did I screw up? And I turn and I look at him and he said, I watched every day and you never said my name. And the women, one of them had no idea what was going on and thought he'd lost his mind. And the other one was laughing so hard she could hardly stand up. So I sang him the hello song right there in front of the courthouse. And then I said his name, and I honestly don't remember what it was, but it was an unusual name, an old-fashioned name.
Charles Manson or something like that.
Well, yeah. I hope not. and then he, you know, he picked up his briefcases, and he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, thank you. Now I can get on with my life. And off he went.
Well,
so that's become a catchword for us now. We'll say.
Well, you know what I'm going to ask you to do now, Carol Demas. You know what you have to do now to close out this segment.
Let me see. What could it be, Dave?
Don't make me beg.
I won't.
Okay.
I would never make you beg. You're much too nice a guy.
Well.
But I can tell you at first that the chances are that we did say, Dave, but you weren't there to hear it. So you're just going to have to put up with it now, okay?
You betcha.
It's nice to say hello, hello, hello. It's nice to say hello, hello, and how do you do? Hello, Dave!
Wow!
You are just the nicest nut I know, really. You're just fabulous.
You're going to have to put the nut word in there. Because there's a guy. You have to add the nut part.
Well, I do hope that this day has been a good one for you and continues to be.
Thank you. It's been absolutely everything I've wanted it to be, really. And you have contributed with just calling in and remembering the show and being who you are, Carol Demas. I can't thank you enough.
Well, I thank you, Dave, for being there and for giving so many of us an opportunity to explore where we've been and where we're going. And I hope you can keep it up. And we'll be in touch.
You got it. Thank you, Carol.
And have a great night. And rest your voice.
That's tomorrow. Have a great one. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Carol Demas in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, here on Dave's Gone By.